Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
I want us to take a text from 1 Samuel 9. And then we shall go to Ezekiel 37. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So 1 Samuel 9 verse 16 says, tomorrow about this time, I will send you a man from the land of Benjamin, and you shall anoint him commander over my people Israel.
Now my Bible is saying there, Ochina is saying there, Mobosma obi aboho, the mean papa mosmona boho no sranongo, let mo unzi Israel ukwe him, so that from one in him.
That he may save my people from the hand of the Philistines, for I have looked upon my people because their cry has come to me.
Now the mean papa obaje monko fefi, or ya Philistine funu one in sim.
Verse 22, now Samuel took Saul and his servant and brought them into the hall.
Now Samuel first saw in an aqua was one by them
and had them sit in the place of honor among those who were invited, 30 people. And Samuel said to the cook, bring the portion which I gave you, of which I said to you, set it apart.
Now Samuel saying for all his banner there, a fan I make a child of what to her and I face ye no for honor for Bram.
So the cook took up the shoulder and brought it before Saul.
Now as a beginner Saul
and Samuel said, here it is.
Now Samuel kede angel,
here it is. What was kept back, it was set apart for you.
Now after that, ma was it see no was it see ma o.
Eat, for until this time it has been kept for you. Since I said I invited the people. So Saul ate with Samuel that day.
Ezekiel 37.
And then verse 8. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them. And the skin covered them over. And the skin covered them over. But there was no breath in them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Also he said to me, prophesy to the bread, prophesy, son of man, say to the bread, thus says the Lord, come from the four winds, O bread, and breathe upon this slain that they may live.
Now yanko ponis okasai chamede, nyimpa ba shankom gudame as a ndompe, ah no wanku kweyan hunam abba for huinde, and humbro womu, no catch on there, no kwar and humusumbro womu.
So I prophesied as he commanded me.
Inti no kwar no, me shankom gudame ndompe wado.
And bread came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet an exceeding great army.
Now Abraham shall come go out no and whom upon woman no was sorry jingine that so you cook as a power.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen.
The church of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, is an army.
Yamina sir or to the soldier, ikuno.
An army is a group of soldiers or soldiers grouped together.
Now say that army or to the soldier for Pia was one album.
They are grouped together to do one thing, to fight an external enemy.
Now was soldier for album that one year one zi jumako on either a town for Pia or one channel on an away in Z.
We are not grouped together to fight internal battles.
Now,
the The church being an army of soldiers are not grouped together so that we fight one another. It is not God's point that we have tensions among one another. So the soldiers should not be enemies to each other. They should not use their strength to fight one another. Because there is a bigger battle out there, and there is a bigger enemy out there, for which God brought a group of soldiers together to train to go and fight them.
Also don't hear the yen we are bako or stand at town for Casanacasa or Abuano, and other how Casanacasa or Abuano in Tiampon came boom that a monk of Fono name one uncle.
Tell the person who is sitting by you that, brother, don't fight me.
Catch him, what's I want to end a munia, man, your monk.
Say that, don't be annoyed with me.
Mamma, boom, fool.
We should be annoyed with an enemy outside of church.
Now you see every fool be a obiawa and church. I saw nature that time for no honor no the able fool.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I say it in English, try and say it in English. It will be good.
So for Sakabra for us, Bamazana can be able to mark.
So tell the person sitting by you, stop fighting one another.
Also catch a pokon, stop fighting one another.
There is a bigger battle for us to fight. Let us know. Waste our strength on one another.
Let us not waste our strength on one another.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what is required in grouping soldiers together for one assignment is government and order and structure and loyalty.
Now ma aza oh here the soldier for back on our bomb or in a way in our woman your obi ozuado no kwaziba bim now mess obey won't you man so obey a wano wano.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to speak to you tonight in three parts.
And in femi on bakasa one cheme basa hon.
The first part is what I'm starting with you now. I want us to understand that anytime God is about to do a new thing, as was about to happen in Israel, God first of all requires that government and order and ranking and structure is established.
Na nyankopona bi biara oyede obeye bibi no tira ma oyeye wo Israel menum no o sha se obeye bibi biara o ma piapia ye ba ansa na izuze ye anu ansa na bi nokozi ananya mo sisisi ne kwana anu bibi apepepe.
Sometimes when he starts to move without order and government, he immediately requires that government will be set up, that ranking and order and structure and loyalty is set up in the group. Otherwise, the move of God or the thing God wants to do cannot be sustained.
Na yakopon sha se do obezi juma bia ne juma o sha se do obezi no opedo ohun de empeyin samwom anade eizize eyechi anade pepe yewom anade no kozi suwom onu bema na yakopon botuma sha se do oriye bibi.
God's fighting strategy thrives on order and ranking.
Yakopon ne na akoza ozo kwapo anade ma offer us a quaquin there. Bibia Bay, no conan, no conano, and no one, and no corzi.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, the Bible says that let everything be done decently and in order. The Greek word for order there is ranking. Let everything be done in its order, in its ranking. Let there be a structure.
Na my 1 Corinthians all can you there bibia ra yebe yebia yenya azoko no wano wano yenya bibia no kwano do no kwano do.
So what God does when he wants to do a new thing is that he releases governmental gifts and governmental anointings.
Nsi yakopon pedo oyɛ bibia ɔfado ɔze empeyinze tum anampeyinze ngosrɛ ɛna ɔze ba.
Now these anointings and giftings are supposed to establish order so that the foot soldiers who are the saints, the Christians, and who are the angels will be able to fight effectively.
Na dama ngosrɛ anada damutumi yakopon ɔze ma yɛn asoda for yawa asasi do ame yotum na yakokono na yakoneye.
I want us to see the church as an army of God.
Me pede hu asorende yakopon no soda ku.
It's amazing if you read the book of Songs of Songs that the church of the Lord is presented as a woman, as a bride who is lovely, who is like the moon, who is a darling, but suddenly the Bible says that the church is awesome like an army with banners. In other words, God covers the strength of the church in femininity. The church is a woman, and behind it is a certain strength. The church is a bride of Jesus, but this bride is a very strong bride. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want us to see the church like that. God intentionally covers the strength of the church. I watched a film one time, and this woman was being wedded, not knowing that she was a secret agent. And although she looked so nice and she looked very feminine, yet she had very strong judo and karate skills. Then when after the wedding, she said, suddenly turned into this warrior and to this fighter that she was, and she was just rolling and kicking everybody everywhere. But when you look at her, you will think that she's just a beautiful, smooth woman. This was a Chinese woman, beautiful, smooth, no muscle, yet behind it, it's a certain strength. That is what the church of the Lord is. The devil may see us in a certain form, but I want us to know that God's church is evolving. He is bringing us and he is preparing us to a certain point where suddenly the world is going to be surprised, and that the devil is going to be surprised. Who took the church for granted, who took the church to be a woman, will suddenly realize that behind the scenes is a militant, strong woman.
Amen.
Supposed to take over.
Ma so for kind the asorno yakopona ya asorno de oyebesia na so kankan oyey Songs of Solomon a shasino okanda besia me so ohoho besia me so okan samda ozichen na so ohoho bebi no na so de asorno hwae de soda afuku na dama na yakopona aya asorno afa asorno yebesia ze na so wonachiru no anada ehidama nkata ho no ho na asorno yebeyin anada obi anwo wo yezinye ya otumokwa ko no zinkwim.
Generally, the fivefold ministry are God's governmental gifts and anointings to the church.
Na yeshe oye ministries enuma oye ozikano wa oye nyankuponi jumezini mo oni aza oye inyama osisudo akasa akasa nyankuponi fadona ozizini.
So God's governmental anointings and gifts are pastors, evangelists, prophets, teachers, apostles, etc. etc.
Na dami ministries enumi oni enko mshafo and wana waka nsampakafo ena nyankupo nuko wafuti da pastors washe nyamini nungonadu.
Now these fivefold giftings are not an end in themselves.
Na yeshwe dame fivefold ministries also wanyawana waje bibi na.
In fact, the church is not an end in itself. The church is a tool for a bigger work God is doing outside of it.
Na yeshe asor na onya asor no na osheda jino wo ye bibia na nso na emom yakopa na afa asor ndo oye akuzi bia afa dizizi ni juma.
What God does is that he does a little servicing here and there to his tool.
Na nyangupa moye inde se ne machine ni swat da asor na onya mabi okwoche wo no obo mazina da obesiesie.
But what God wants to do is not the little servicing he does when we are worshiping him and when we are hearing the word of God and all that. What God really wants to do is to service us so that we can be able to engage in the bigger thing he is doing outside the church.
Na sian kupon osesi asona onye ebia praises adeyeye another worshipers e na mmom yakupon osesi asona osesi asona ma akuzi kesi bi owo yenima asona ebezi.
So in our text in 1 Samuel chapter 9, God was about to do a new thing in Israel.
Inti amayezi kankankan 1 Samuel yakupon no wa Israel.
God was about to save Israel from their perpetual enemies called the Philistines.
Now Israel for no attack will be upon Philistines. Now you come up there, or Jehovah Philistines for no one.
Because God said that I've heard a cry of my people.
Now you come up there, what? So no one will follow.
Because of that, God set up Saul to gravitate towards Samuel, so that he can start to do something about a new thing he wants to do.
Nti yakopon shadara siesie Saul obo mozna da obesiesie ne akapim bebia obotu wejina no wezi da mujuma no.
What God did was that he intentionally let the donkeys of Saul's father get missing, and Saul was asked to go and look for the donkey. In fact, by the time he got to Samuel to inquire and find out about where the donkeys are, Samuel told him that the donkeys were found, but there's a real reason why he is around. So God set Samuel up so that he will go towards Saul up, so that he will go towards Samuel for what God really wants to do to be done.
Now my papa made son ne papa ne ngwa na ozimo ho no ada onhwede no oyewe na yakopon hyada madam azisi na Saul ye da okwa akohwehwe ne da ma mbue na bo osikwa ndo orokwa na ohia Samuel na ohia Samuel ma ochene oyaze na yakopon hyada resesie ama Saul etumesie ehia Samuel ama jumeze opado ozinizino we etuma abado.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Now, I want us to understand that Saul came from a background of order, structure, and ranking.
Now, my father yet said that Saul, or your be a ofi a busia, pia pia ya wom nukozi wom another to mizu.
The Bible makes us to know that he had a father in which he was operating under.
Now, Bible may yet said that Saul no papa and oshana sa orizi juma.
Although he was of age physically for him to be his own, he was ready for him to be on his own. Yet the Bible says that his father has sent him to go and seek and to save some lost donkeys.
Now you two more there, so baby, where do you know you'll be? Obutu na watso, no one watson, another wash and no one don't answer. Bible saying there, and a postman, don't come question number. Why you?
We see a picture of Jesus Christ in Saul.
Now, young Jesus Christ knew for you was Saul, no more.
Because Jesus was sent by his father to go and seek and to save that which was lost. I want you to see that when Saul ran the errand of his father, what happened was that he encountered the anointing and then he encountered kingship.
Now Abra Saul Okwado Sumana Papa Sumano no Orizido no my Bible chainda Oshiang was no Oshia Hinza so.
I believe that God wants us to be like Saul.
Let me just go on pray to that Saul.
Although we may feel like we can be on our own and that we are okay, I want you to understand that as we run the errand of the government or the order that is ahead of us or that is over us, as we do it, we are going to encounter the anointing of God. We are going to see the dominion of God, and the plan that God has got for us is coming into our lives.
Amen. Oh, me dey yabo tumo ya ya azibio afande bia ya ya me hia nkasa ya pezen anso wa bere yezida mu dwuma nu mu ara nyankopa motum zida mutumeze no obotum de zedama engosra no ana pia pia ye no oza abrehen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Saul was okay. The Bible makes us to know that right after Samuel, Saul, he said that you are ready to be a king.
Now my Bible chained that Abra Samuel who Saul up or catch and obey on him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we see the same thing in the life of Elisha. Elisha was a grown-up. He could be on his own, but the Bible makes us to know that he received a double portion of anointing because he was running the errand of his father.
Now, oya Elisha no yo bia no so wan yin a nko obotu wat no wase nanso ma Bible chain there onya dama ngosira no obo wan bia no osan there no ozini master Elijah nechi.
Elisha was somebody who had government and order in his life. life.
Now Elisha yobia na owo impenzi na owo piapia yesu wona brabo.
Because there was a father over him.
Osanda na owo ejebi wonodo.
And although he could be on his own, yet he was working in the vineyard or in the farm of his father.
Na no botu ayobia watso no wezi na kase no dwuma zina so na owo neja na habema oyie bibia.
The wonderful thing is that Elisha was plowing with the 12th yoke of oxen.
Na moye hui de Elisha no nyi mbobi na chada mbobi owa habema was 122 ifo no was the man born is juma.
So he was working in his father's farm.
Inti no aye juma wo aye habanu mu.
And there were 11 yoke of oxen in front of him.
Na na mbwa ba edu bia ku bi su won anyim.
He was working with the 12th.
Ano no anye mo otodudu ebie no anye ni ye juma.
12 is the number of government or order.
Na 12 anadu ebie no aye number bia ocha pepia ye ana impenze.
So when Elijah came upon the scene and saw that there was order and ranking and structure and government in the life of Elisha, he put his mantle upon him and said that you are qualified for the anointing.
Na abra Elijah ba oya ahabema Elisha ozidemu juma no amun wo ohu de pepe wona abrabom impenzi wona abrabom ina nukozi su wo nta amun wo ano oze impenzi bi oze man.
So Saul had God order in his life.
Nti Saul no obi a pia pia ye won abrabom.
He respected ranking in his life.
Oyo obi a na obu de impenyinzi obu impenyinzi.
Even on top of that, when Samuel called him and then he went to the banquet, he saw a very big table and then he saw 30 people. It was as if the council of elders or the government had met, and all these 30 people were seated around the table, and the Bible says that Saul was given the better seat. He was sitting as the head over the table.
Now to walk out baby now no what one upon the upon a nipa address and what's in a home now so what's on upon was it to me zibiza meninity upon it in our cotton.
And there was something that was given to Saul that is very worth noting.
Now was as it be my soul and
Samuel said that that thing that was going to be given to him had been kept back specifically for him.
Now my Samuel can you there the man here was a masoli or as if it was a see a papa that was my nankasa.
I believe that Samuel was signifying to Saul that the government was going to be on his shoulders, because what was kept back and given to Saul for him to eat was the shoulder of the animal. And the Bible makes us to know that shoulder stands for government and order and ranking. So Saul was given a dinner of shoulders, so that God expected him that in spite of the fact that there is some order in your life, in order for you to be a king, in order for you to be anointed, in order for you to be blessed and to be over the heritage of God, you need to have the government in your life reinforced. So you are given a dinner of shoulders so that the order, the government will go into your very system. It will be part of your system. It will be part of your blood. It will be part of your life, so that you can be able to organize the army of God into the proper order for them to fight the enemies, the Philistines.
Amen. Now my suffering chain there. I brought so wa yinu kwa dama aponto na seno and number na was a man na masamo ka in there no ya zibi was a see ye papa pada was ba ma so na oye and number na basa na was a man mo pa cha in there abasa na ye baby a oche impenyinze into na ocha da was a hinzibi was a ma so into dama hinzina ana abasa na was a ma so do onzino no wa bi to da dama a hinzino oya za o wonu mu a obotu wa abuo na wezi israel fu oyin wa na akwakum wezi philistines no wa dun.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to understand that God knows that you have some order and some ranking and some government in your life, but he says that you must eat it. You must eat it and let it enter your system, because it is important for the army of God to be able to function effectively. And let me tell you what the army of God is. It's not just us. The army of God is also talking about the angels of God. And the angels of God are people who fight with order and ranking. So for us to be able to give command to the enemies of God, to the army of God, to the angels of God, for them to be effective in fighting the battle of the Lord with us, we need to have order ingrained inside of us. We must breathe it. Ranking must be part of us. Order must be part of us. Structure must be part of us, until we get to that point where we are full of order and ranking and structure and government. We cannot fight the battle of the Lord as the army of God the way we should.
Amen. Now, my suffer all can there. In a demo, it's me zi, another pia, and anuko zino. No, or so, no, da da da. Nemo, Yakupama ozi, and Namana Bassano. Amadema, it's me zi, ni na wa yen yen mu ye. Or chata obey azibi, oba cano, one amo, and oba canusuban was I, bibiara. Now, so Yankuaka there, ebi, and ye, Yakupone, asafu ukuna, shaba for so kawa yen yen could say, into the mazan to me bayema, pia, ye, no quarries. Zina to Mizeno, okay, and one able to near a sharp buffer, and anyone aqua call near you at time for one do queen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me tonight?
Yeah.
Are you blessed?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is important for us to understand the way that God fights.
Now, oh, here they are better. Say a quarrel and coupon for do not Ozako
because he fights strategically.
Osano, you'll be a okum pepe pe.
So, the first thing that God establishes is government and order in your life.
In the coupon, so obeza quan as a Ozakan or Shay to Mazi and a pepe.
Now, I want to talk to you about part two. I'm talking to you in three parts. Now, after God has established order and structure and ranking in the church and in your life, what he does is that he releases individual gifts. He gives these gifts to individual saints like you. In the church, he gives the gifts unto you for the purpose of serving the governmental anointing.
Amen. Now, yango ponzi da me achezi ozuma ankrankor ama yetum da ayetum zeno yetum na ye asum.
So whatever gift that you have in your life is supposed to be submitted to the governmental authority or the governmental anointing.
And so aya achezi bia sunsum achezi bia ra yango ponza mo no oza mo wo da ezibeshe ayetum zibi ase.
When you have a gift without government or order, it results in the diffusion of the move of God. See, one of the things that the body of Christ need to understand is that when you are gifted, it does not mean that you can do what you like. Whatever gift that God gives, whether it is to sing, to lead worship, to lead prayer, to be an usher, whatever thing that God has given unto you is supposed to be submitted to the authority in this house. It is supposed to be subject to the governmental anointing.
Amen. Now, you can put a chessy beer or zamo, there to on jump, there your usher, there lead the prayer. Be beer, ayawa, so you will be a young upon zamo, there is the best to me be a say, I'm a two abrons as I'm a demo to me.
Many times when God releases gifts to people and people feel that they are talented, they are blessed, and they are anointed, and this is the gifts that God has given unto them, they feel like they can be on their own. They feel like they can do what they like. They feel like us. For them also, they can rise up, they can also make certain decisions, but that is not the case. God gives government first, and then he gives gifts shaken, and the gate is supposed to be subject unto the government. No matter how blessed you are, no matter how gifted you are, I want you to know that the gate was given for the purpose of submitting it even to the governing authority. Amen. In this house. Amen. In your church. Amen. In Prevailing Word Chapel.
Amen. Now in brief, Yankopon is a chess of my non-qualified. Hey, I know I chess and upon Zama Hennessy. Hey, I know you are doing there. You put me, I may be a non so them. Yamiz a chess and some more. The man a chess and all that I brought one say. Now I show to me, I'm in 2 minutes. I say, won't pay you for as well as Wadono. I'm a 2 minutes. The Mujumano, no, I shall his name.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, gifts must be guided. Tell the person sitting by you that a gift must be guided.
Gifts must be guided. Yankopon, my chess, the man chess and all that I shall to me.
It is like a coach and a player.
Oh, yeah, today a football coach, you know, and I want to be born coach, you know, as I want you.
The coach is the government, the order, the authority, and then the player is the gift, the talented person.
Now, yes, your coach here, only you will be our tumor. Now you will be so a church, oh, yeah, football, as I want you.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.